The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salutations of Allah be upon you all. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio on a special day. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Today, Monday, is the 15th of Sha'ban, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 9th of Farvardin, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of March, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, accept our congratulations on this happy day, on this Eid, the birthday anniversary of our last Imam, Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. As usual, we open our program by recitation of chapter Mulk, verse 30.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين.
Say, have you considered if your water was to become sunken into the earth, then who could bring you flowing water?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Traditions narrated from the noble Imams, peace be upon them all, reflect that the verse alludes to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and his worldwide justice administration. In this way, it is narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam as saying, the blessed verse is revealed concerning the Imam, namely Imam Mahdi, the 12th Shia Imam, who will rise to imbue the world with divine justice, saying that if your Imam entered the cultation and you were unaware of his whereabouts, who will send you an Imam to expound to you the news of the heavens and the earth and the lawful and unlawful of divine laws. Then he said, its exegesis shall finally come to pass. Imam al-Mahdi, the awaited hope for humanity. Imam Mahdi was born on the 15th of Sha'ban in the year 255 after Hijrah. His birth was kept secret since the authority of the time were actively seeking to execute him should he be found alive. The circumstances of his birth were therefore very similar to that of the Prophet Moses, alayhi salam, who was also being searched for by the authorities of his time, for the Pharaoh was well aware of the prophecy that the child would grow up to prevail over him and his evil rule and would replace over him and his evil rule and would replace this with the belief in the true one God whose power, might, and wisdom is absolute. Similarly, the Abbasid Caliph was well aware of Imam Mahdi and of how he would fill the world with justice and truth after it has been filled with injustice and falsehood from several traditions originated from the Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure family. These narrations are present to date in both Shia and Sunni books. The world will not come to an end until a man from descendants of Hussein takes charge of the affairs of the world and fills it with justice and equity as it is filled with injustice and tyranny. Dear brothers and sisters, today is the birthday anniversary of our 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So, today's special offers thousands of congratulations to all Muslims who wait for the reappearance of the Imam. Thank you.
Dr. Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam al-Mahdi salamullah alayhi as the 12th and the final infallible Imam in Islam, in whom we believe in Shiite Islam, has been the last and infallible Imam who is still alive, but in a state of occultation. We find that both in other divine religions and also in the Islamic religion, we all believe in the coming of a universal savior. This universal savior, whom in Islam is associated with and has personified in the character of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, is the agreed upon universal savior. For example, in some teachings, in some Christian teachings, it's indicated that at the end of time, Jesus Christ will reappear. Or, for example, other faiths believe that the prophet or the great person will come back again to the world in order to lead his believers and his followers to felicity and guidance and light. In Islam, we believe that Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will certainly come out, but his coming out of the guise of his major occultation takes place at the end of time, when there's practically no hope in others.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate
Our enemies portray our belief in Mahdi as a fairy tale with a happy ending. The issue is that Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam warned us very clearly that this phenomenon will be exploited and will end up in the form of deviation and misguidance. They warned us on a regular basis that we should be wary and not allow this exploitation to occur. In fact, in particular to the followers of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, that the exploitation of the philosophy of Mahdaviyya resulted in people denying the belief in the promise and final victory of Islam through Imam Mahdi because it became a tool in the hands of certain people to exploit. This resulted in people with weak faith to completely deny the belief in Mahdi. This is 15th of Shaban according to Hijri calendar. Congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters on the birthday anniversary of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Our role as we wait for the Imam's reappearance. Praying for the Imam. A hadith from Imam himself states, Increase in supplication for the hastening of the Imam, for surely in that lies your success. It is imperative to plead to God on behalf of our Imam, because when we pray for someone else, it demonstrates our love for them. This is an important quality to have when it comes to our relationship with the Prophet and his family.
الله شكوانا إليه يا حجة الله شكوانا إليه أدركنا أدركنا لبيك لبيك.
You take one step towards him, he takes 10 steps towards you. السلام عليك يا ربيع الأنام. If you give charity in his name, a lot of people have this beautiful habit where every day or every week or every month or whatever it is, right? Many people do this on a daily basis. They set aside some charity for the poor, but they do so for the safety of the imam, for the health of the imam. Because most of the time, if I gave charity, it's because I want God to protect me and my family. But pick up this habit. Give charity on behalf of the imam so that he remains safe, so that he remains healthy. Believe me, brothers and sisters, you will see the imam reciprocating the gesture and doing the same thing on your behalf, giving charity on your behalf. Allahu Akbar. He is thankful and he is grateful. The other point I wanted to mention again, in the path, in the journey to creating greater proximity to the imam, is that oftentimes we need to take a step outside of our comfort zones and expose ourselves. Listen carefully to this. We need to expose ourselves to times, to those moments where we can establish a connection to the imam. Because let's face it, in the hustle and bustle of our everyday lives, of course now everything's calmed down, people are in quarantine and they're not even able to leave their homes. But generally speaking, our lives are very busy, our lives are very chaotic. And it's difficult to establish a connection. What you need to do is to leave your bedroom. Try this. Go outside after Fajr. You've prayed Salatul Fajr. Get out into your backyard or on the rooftop or wherever it is, but as long as you're under the sun, under the sky, stand there in the state of prayer. No shoes on. Stand on the dirt. When you perform prostration, prostrate on the dirt. Right? But when you stand, recite Ziyarat Ali Yasin. Because in that ziyarah, the imam himself says, إِذَا أَرَدْتُمُ التَّوَجُّهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَإِلَيْنَا بِنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَإِلَيْنَا. If you wish to turn toward God through us and toward us, قُولُوا كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهِ, then say as God says in the Quran, سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ آلِ يَاسِينَ, peace be upon the family of Yasin. Yasin being Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, do this. Recite the ziyarah. Expose yourself to what the traditions call mawan al-ijaba, those moments and those places of having your prayers answered. And you'll see how those prayers will in fact be answered. Allahumma.
Brothers and sisters, we reach to the end of this episode of today's special. Thank you very much for staying with us till now, and we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/en. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Yeah. food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and our heartiest congratulations on the auspicious birthday anniversary of the Lord of the Age, the Prophet's 12th infallible successor, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, whose eventual reappearance the faithful are eagerly awaiting and looking forward to bring about a global government of peace, prosperity, and justice. Here is a beautiful saying from him. Indeed, I am a safeguard to the inhabitants of earth, as the stars are safeguards to the inhabitants of heaven.
IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. First and foremost, we must congratulate the entire humankind, the entire mankind, the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this being the day of the birth of the final light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that individual who will bring justice, who will bring equity, and will remove oppression, will bring true brotherhood and true fraternity into this world and take away all of the injustices, all the oppressions, all the misgivings that this world has been filled with from the time of creation till now. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day, being the birth of Imam al-Sahib al-Asr wal-Zaman, that we are those, or of those who are of the army and of those who assist the Imam alayhi salam in his mission. And if you are unable to do that, at least assist in preparing the ground for that mission to take place. Hence we see there's a beautiful tradition from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where he says that afdhalul a'mal, the best of the acts, rather the acts of worship, afdhalul a'mal is what? Intidharul faraj, is that awaiting of ease. Now faraj is obviously relevant and related to the reappearance of the Imam alayhi salam, that is the 12th Imam, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr wal-Zaman. But a lot of people unfortunately use this hadith to say, no, let us do nothing, because of the word intidhar, the word of waiting. They say, we'll wait, and we'll wait by sitting down and doing nothing, because it's the best of actions. Now we'll have a debate. Is doing nothing an act or not? Really, a person should understand that if a person needs to prepare the ground for the Imam, that is a type of intidhar. The great scholars have all said this, that intidhar does not mean that you sit down and do nothing, but rather you either prepare the ground, or more importantly, you prepare yourself, that you inculcate within yourself the ability to be one of those who will be able to firstly recognize the imam, and then give your solemn pledge of allegiance to the imam, alayhi salam, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajum sharif. This is what we mean by intidhar. And this, obviously, the day of the 15th of Sha'ban, a day where, you know, we do our amal and we should spend the night in worship, a day that is no less than the nights of Qadr. This is something that we should pray for, that, oh Allah, give me the ability to do true intidhar al-faraj. Give me the ability to be a true awaiter of the imam, alayhi salam. We make that dua for everybody, and we ask all the listeners to make that dua for us as well. And most importantly, to hasten the reappearance of our Imam alayhi salam. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio, a program which aims to make us more familiar with the Holy Quran. This program consists of many interesting parts. We are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter. An expert of the tajweed of the Quran will analyze the recitation. And also, in the final part, we will have amazing stories about those people whose lives have been changed by the noble Quran. Meanwhile, we will listen to some quotes of the late Imam Khomeini about the noble Quran. You're tuned to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I, Mahdi, ask you to stay tuned. According to Imam Khomeini, the Quran is the man-making book. Islam is the man-making ideology. Man in all his dimensions. Concerning the Holy Quran, Imam Khomeini has said, Quran's banner is not like any other. Quran's banners conduct per its commands. There is no school above the Quran's. Dear audience, now it's time to listen to the recitation of verses 119 to 120 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, recited by Brother Ahmad Abu Al-Qasimi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ق لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم لله ملك السماوات لله ملك السماوات والأرض وما فيهن وهو على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العلي العظيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم dear listeners of IRIB English Radio You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was the recitation of Surah Al-Ma'idah, verses 119 to 120, recited by Brother Ahmad Abul Qasimi. And now we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of Tajweed. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala Allahu hadha yawm. We have two letters that have to be read with tafkhim. The first one is the qaf, because it's a letter of isti'la. It has the characteristic of isti'la, which means the root of the tongue is raised while pronouncing this letter. Qala, and the mouth opens vertically, too. And this is because the letter is followed by an aliful mad. So this, we have the highest level of tafkhim for this letter. قَالَ اللَّهُ Now the second letter that has tafkhim is the lam of the majestic name of Allah. It's pronounced with تَغْلِيُّ, okay, which is basically the same as tafkhim. And the reason it's pronounced with تَغْلِيُّ is that it's preceded by a letter with a fatha. قَالَ اللَّهُ هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ In the word يَنْفَعُ we have إِخْفَاء of نُون ساكنة. The نُون ساكنة is not pronounced from its original place of articulation. Instead, we approximate the place of articulation of فَا and at the same time we make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. يَنْفَعُ So the upper front teeth gets really close to the lower lip, but it doesn't touch the lower lip. And at the same time, a nasal sound is made for two vowel counts. This is إخفاء نون ساكنة. ينفع الصادقين صدقهم. صادقين. The صاد has تفخيم at the highest level because it has ألف المد after it. الصادقين صدقهم Now the qaf has the lowest level of tafkhim because it has a ya ul mad and kasra Siddiqum, again, the Sad has the lowest level of Tafkhim. Siddiqum, the second Sad, As-Sadiqin, the first Sad had the highest level, and now this Sad in the word Siddiqum has the lowest level of Tafkhim because it has a Kasra. Siddiqum, and the Qaf has a moderate level of Tafkhim because it has a Dhamma. لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا. Now in the phrase جنات تجري, we have إخفاء نون ساكنة, and we also have another إخفاء in the phrase من تحتها. Both of them are similar to each other, and you have to approximate the place articulation of تا and at the same time make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. خَالِدِينَ has the highest level of تَفْخِيم because it has an alif al-mad. فِيهَا أَبَدًا, we have مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِل which was lengthened to four vowel counts by Brother Abu al-Qasimi. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Radiyallah, the Dad has the lowest level of Tafkhim because it has a Kasra in the word Radiyah. And Radu'an, the Dad has the moderate level of Tafkhim because it has a Wawul Mad. An, in the word An, we have Ilhar of Nun Sakana, which means Nun is pronounced completely, fully, from its original place of articulation without any deficiency. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. The law has the lowest level of tafkhim again because of the ya'ul mad. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهِنْ. In the word fihin, we have a noon which has a shadda, so we have to nasalize this noon for two vowel counts. Even if we do waqf, we still have to apply the nasalization. وَمَا فِيهِنْ. Even without vowels, it has the nasalization. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And finally we have an ikhfa in the phrase شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And the ra of qadir is pronounced with tarqiq because the ra becomes sakin and is preceded by ya'ul mad. Thank you very much, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, for listening to this segment of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. I invite you to listen to the next segments of this program. Thank you.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the Noble Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. In continuing our story from our last segment, in which we were discussing a particular event that occurred in Baghdad and is narrated to us by Allama Sayyid Hibatuddin Shahristani. And as we mentioned in our last episode, there was a particular group of scholars who were part of a particular society in Baghdad, and they would come together to discuss certain issues regarding the society or whatever they discussed. So anyway, this verse of the Holy Quran, that is the seventh verse of Surah Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran, began to play from the radio. And one of the individuals who were not Muslim, who were present in that particular gathering, became extremely affected by the beauty and the eloquence, rather even the eloquent manner in which that particular verse was recited. So the story then goes that the Sayyid then said to the scholar that, you know, there was once another scholar. Now, it is possible that the Sayyid is referring to the story which we mentioned a couple of episodes ago regarding this same verse about that young girl and the scholar. So
So the scholar may be referring to that incident. So anyway, say, doesn't mention the name of the scholar here, but he says there was a scholar who became extremely taken aback by the speech of a young girl. So this sounds very familiar to the previous story. As we're going forward, we'll see. In terms of her eloquence, in terms of her, you know, chicness in how she would speak, you know, the properness and the profoundness in how she would, you know, deliver her message and make people understand what she was trying to say. And he was extremely amazed and surprised by her. So he said to her that, you know, your speech is so beautiful, it sits well with one, you know, it's very pleasing, it eases the heart. So this young girl said to him that, however, don't say this. The Holy Quran has left no space for any other eloquence. It has taken all eloquence for him, for itself. There is nothing that can compare to the eloquence of the Holy Quran. And then she recited this verse of the Holy Quran, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ, again from Surah Qasas, the 7th verse, from the 28th chapter. And in this she says that in a very short, concise manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has combined, as we mentioned previously, two statements, two prepositions, two commands, two things that one should do and two things which one should stay away from. And then also two glad tidings, all in one verse in a space of what? 5-6 lines, even less if you had to. You kind of put it all in two lines, one sentence. So she said, this is the peak of eloquence. You know, that's what we call Nahj al-Balagha. You know. The peak of eloquence obviously is the Holy Quran. The peak of eloquence that a man can say is Nahj al-Balagha. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word is far greater than that of the makhluk or the created beings. So again, as we see, this story is very close to the other one. But again, Sayyid Hibbatuddin mentions this and he gives a further explanation, which hopefully we will mention in our next segment. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر وفيه محاسن الأخلاق هو القرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ta'lamu ma fi nafsi wa takhburu hajati wa ta'rifu dhamiri wa la yakhfa عليك أمر منقلبي ومثواي وما أريد أن أبدئ به من منطقي وأتفوه به من طلبتي وأرجوه لعاقبتي.
In the previous programs, we tried to discuss some parts of this beautiful munajat and whispered prayer. We started from the beginning and we reached this part. وَلَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْكَ أَمْرُ مُنْقَلَبِي وَمَثْوَايِ. And nothing is hidden from you out of my future or my present. So, this recognition of the servant was one of the most important requisites of supplication if we want to achieve the acceptance and the mercy of the Almighty Allah. This munajat continues saying, وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُبْدِئَ بِهِ مِنْ مَنْطِقِ. And you know what I want and the start of all my utterances. In other words, O Allah, you know what I am going to say and what I am about to disclose and say to you. So, even though he knows that we are about to say whatever we are going to ask him, even though he knows what we are going to say, we should not think, therefore, that there is no need for us to say it. It is a matter of etiquette and politeness that we should mention our requests and mention our needs. In fact, this stating and this disclosing what we need to the Almighty Allah helps us to understand, to have more recognition about who we are, about what we are, about where we are, that we are all servants no matter how much wealth we have accumulated. So we should not think that because Allah knows everything, there is no need to ask Him. Indeed, some people who have attained a very high station and have incredible trust in him may display this special position by not mentioning their request. But this, dear listeners, is not applicable to the vast majority of people. This is for the ones who have achieved a very high degree of closeness, a very high rank among the Almighty Allah's Salihin. Someone such as the great Prophet Ibrahim has reached this. So we must always ask and mention our needs verbally, and this is a matter of etiquette. This shows that we are not lazy, actually.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. Hafaftahu bi-rahmati wa-ridwan. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Some who know this fact that Almighty Allah is aware of all the things and He knows even what we are going to say, they misuse this fact and try to stop the people from supplication. But they are actually ignorant of the fact that He Himself, who is all-knowing, who is the absolute cause, He Himself has told us to supplicate. Udu'uni astajib lakum. Call me and I will answer you. And He Himself has put supplication as one of the causes that will bring the shower of mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the Almighty Allah grant us the ability and chance to recite these munajat in this holy month. The munajat continues, وَأَتَفَوَّهُ بِهِ مِنْ طَلِبَتِي وَأَرْجُوهُ لِعَاقِبَتِي. So this is actually the continuation of the previous parts. وَتَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَتَخْبُرُ حَاجَتِي. You know of what is in my heart. You know my request. تَعْرِفُ ضَمِيرِي. You know my innermost heart. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُبْدِيهَ بِي مِنْ مَنْتِقِي. And you even know what I am about to say. You know the start of my utterances. وَأَتَفَوَّهُ بِهِ مِنْ طَلِبَتِي. And you know what I am going to speak about my request. وَأَرْجُوهُ لِعَاقِبَتِي. You know what I'm going to be hopeful for my ultimate end. And this is, dear listeners, one important point. We have been ordered, and it is highly recommended throughout our narrations, that we should be concerned about what is going to happen to us afterwards and hereafter. And one of the best things to be asked from the Almighty Allah in our supplications is the good ending and the actually blessed eventual. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shaban ib jamalak jalalak zahawban. Wal alam yigillak ahibak ya Shaban. Shaban ib jamalak jalalak zahawban.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum, and congratulations on the birth anniversary of Imam of the Age, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Welcome to Light Upon Light, our special program on this happy occasion of birth anniversary of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Inshallah, in this short program, we are trying to present you some informative points with presence of Islamic scholars, like the happy occasion that we had in Sha'ban. We are here with Sayyid Muhammad Muhsin Musavi. Inshallah, we shall be talking about the duty of the orators of the Imam and the expectation that we have, inshallah, and we are called among the orators of the Imam, as we like to be called, actually. If inshallah Allah accepts us among the orators of the Imam, we will be informed more about our duties and the culture of intibar, or the culture of awaiting for this noble existence to come. Sayyidina, assalamu alaikum, congratulations and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam, thank you very much. Let me start with the name of God for its blessedness and auspiciousness. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, all praises only Allah's Lord of the worlds. May his peace and blessings be upon the master of all prophets and apostles, Muhammad, and his pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt, especially Imam of the Age, Imam of the Time, Al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his glad advent. And I also would like to express my deepest congratulations on the most blessed birth anniversary. Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his glad advent.
Inshallah. Thank you, Sayyid. In happy occasions and Eids, people are waiting for glad tidings. And
right.
What glad tidings do you want to give to the awaiters of the Imam?